President von der Leyen, keep your hands off Irish neutrality. Accord you, what we need is a Commission President who is committed to a social Europe that puts citizens to the fore of the decision-making process, respects the sovereignty of countries, not a neoliberal pro-militarisation agenda. I call on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to make that abundantly clear at the next meeting of the European Council. EU leaders will gather in 10 days' time with no doubt much informal discussion of the next Commission President. President Ursula von der Leyen has been selected to be the EPP candidate. I apologise, President von der Leyen, but when it comes to Ireland, you just don't get us. That's why I believe a second term for you would be detrimental to Ireland and the EU. Launching your campaign, you commented that you wish to work with those who are pro-NATO. As a neutral country, what does that mean for us in Ireland? You also say you want an EU Defence Commissioner. We are in the midst of a cost of living crisis, a climate crisis, and yet you prioritise a Defence Commissioner? President von der Leyen's agenda does not align with Ireland and the Irish people. We value our independent foreign policy and we don't want any interference in setting that policy. President von der Leyen, keep your hands off Irish neutrality. Accord you, what we need is a Commission President who is committed to a social Europe that puts citizens to the fore of the decision-making process, respects the sovereignty of countries, not a neoliberal pro-militarisation agenda. And I call on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to make that abundantly clear at the next meeting of the European Council.